God is good.
All the time.
All the time. Amen. We've shared this scripture before, but God laid a thought upon my heart this past week that I want to share with you this morning. I lifted my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. This time, let's go to God in prayer. Nick, would you lead us in a word of prayer, please? Amen. You may be seated. My help comes from the Lord. Now, when you look at this word that's the title or the thought that God laid up on my heart this past week, problems. Problems. I am glad today that we are not alike. Amen? Aren't you glad we're not alike? Can you imagine a world to live in where everybody was alike? We'd all go to the same church. It'd be a mega church, wouldn't it? Big old church. We'd all go to Walmart at the same time. Can you imagine that? They only had to be open on a certain day because we'd all what? Show up at the same time. Can you imagine if we all wore the same outfit? We couldn't all have the same hairdo because some of us have more hair than others. We'd have the same thoughts. We'd all go to the same doctors. We'd be around the same people. We wouldn't have anything that was different than anybody else if we were all alike. I believe that would be definitely a world that would be pretty boring, wouldn't it? So we need to praise God today that we're all a little different. Amen? All a little different. But there is one thing that we all have in common, whether you like to say it or not. We all have problems, don't we? Anybody that's here this morning that's never had a problem, raise your hand. Is there anybody here this morning that's had a problem before? Raise your hand. We all have, haven't we? We've all had those problems in our life, and for some reason, we try to do our very best to solve our own problems, don't we? And some of those problems are big problems. Some of those are small problems, but I've learned in my life that a lot of times small problems turn into what? Big problems. And big problems, if they're not taken care of, can turn into something that's bigger than you are. As Christians, we know in our life, one thing is for sure, problems come, problems go, and they will return after they leave, won't they? There's always those problems in our life that exist there, that come into our life, and we try our very best to understand why they are there. We see in the Bible, can you believe it? Even in Bible times, you know what they had? They had problems. They had situations that seemingly were just so big that nobody knew what to do with them. Over in Matthew chapter 14, beginning there with verse 15, it says, "As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, 'There is a remote place, and it's already getting late. Send the crowd away so they can go to villages and buy themselves some food.' Jesus replied, 'They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. We only have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish,' they answered. 'Bring them here to me,' he said. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass, taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. And he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men beside women and children." And you think you have problems, right? And you think you have. So what was the problem here? They had no food. How would you ladies like today if your husband came in after you've been at work all day long and they come to your house and they say, "Honey, I'm inviting a few people over to the house tonight." "Oh, you are? Who are you inviting?" "Oh, just 5,000 of my friends." And I've told them it's okay to bring their wives. And I've told them also to bring who else? Their kids. And it's okay if you bring other people you just see on the side of the road coming over here, right? Can you imagine? In the eyes of the disciples, this was a gigantic problem. I don't know about you, but sometimes when people get hungry, they get what? Angry. Get angry. And the disciples was facing all these people that had came to see Jesus. Now it was getting to time that they needed to be fed. And the disciple says, we have a huge problem here. What was the solution? Well, the solution of the disciples was to what? Send them home. Let them go back home. Let them go back home and they can find something to eat. Let them go back home and everything will be all right. But Jesus wanted to minister some more to them, didn't he? He wasn't done. And Jesus said, we are going to take what God has given us and we are going to be able to overcome this problem. Now, I don't know about you, but the scripture says that Jesus had how many loaves? Five. And how many fish? Two. Can you imagine? Five loaves of bread and two fish. One of the things that I found out about my Jesus, and hopefully this will put a smile on your face and you just can't help but saying amen. When my God does something, he does it right, doesn't he? Amen? He not only fills things up to the brim, he what? It runneth over. And the disciples figured that out, didn't they? How Jesus was able to take this little loaf, those five little loaves, and two little fish, and he was able to feed the 5,000 men and their wives and their kids. And not only that, there was enough left over that they were able to pick up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces. My goodness. That's a God that can solve a problem, right? A God that says, here's the problem. I've got the solution. You just listen to me and do it my way. Well, thank be to God that that problem was answered, right? I'm glad that I wasn't the one had to come up with the answer to that problem. But God knew what needed, and he used his son, Jesus Christ, to be that instrument that was able to carry it out. Another big problem that was in the Bibles, one of my favorite men to talk about a little bit, is Mr. Zacchaeus. Y'all remember Mr. Zacchaeus? Over in Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 3. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. What was the problem? Zacchaeus was short, right? And there was this gigantic crowd that was there, all hovering around Jesus. They wasn't there to get fed, were they? Not five loaves or fish. They were there to get fed by the grace of God. And God touched them and heal them and take care of them. But here's Zacchaeus. He arrives at the place that he believes that he's going to be able to see Jesus, but he has a gigantic problem. Now, I like, in the first scripture that I read to you this morning, I liked when Jesus seemingly answered the problem, didn't he? He called for the loaf, and he called for the fish, and he did the work. All the disciples had to do was to give out the loaves and the fish. But in this example of Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus had to answer the problem, what? Himself. Zacchaeus had to answer the problem himself. I think so often, that's hard for us to do, isn't it? A lot of folks would say, preacher, I'll serve God if he does it all. I'll be a good Christian if he just takes care of my every want, my need, and I tell him what I won't need in my life, and God takes care of it. But I truly believe no matter where you are, God gives you what you need, doesn't He? God gives you what you need. So often we just have to open our eyes. We just have to open our eyes and look around and see how God is going to bless us. So often we as Christians walk around with those blinds on our eyes, don't we? We're only looking where? Straight forward. And we don't see how that God's blessing us not only with what's in the future, but He's blessing us where? To this side and to this side. And maybe even helping us to learn from the past in our lives. Zacchaeus, big problem. He wants to see Jesus, but he's too short to see Jesus. I would have loved to have seen him climb up that tree, wouldn't you? Little Zacchaeus just climbing up there. And I've said it before in my sermons before. I believe every time that he climbed a little higher, the devil was giving a little more doubt. I would have loved to have been there and shouted out to Zacchaeus, "Zacchaeus, don't you look down now. You keep going, right? Because God's going to answer your problem, and you're going to be taken care of." What can we learn from Zacchaeus? Zacchaeus shows us that no matter what the situation is, God is going to give you an answer to your problem. So, even in the old times, even in Bible days, we see how that Jesus was able to take those loaves and that little fish and feed the 5,000 plus that was there with their problem. And we see how that Zacchaeus, with his problem that he had, Jesus was able to let Zacchaeus see exactly what he needed to do to answer his problems. But in my life, I've learned some other things. First of all, with a problem, you just can't give up, right? That's the easy thing to do. Just to lay down and say, this problem is too big for me. I believe that what we have to do is learn from our mistakes and our problems that we've had in our life. These are three things that Paul Mills has learned in his life about problems. First of all, don't be the problem. Don't be the problem. You know, there's a lot of people out in the world today, and I know it's not you, that just cannot be happy. Amen? Anybody like that? They don't want to be happy. They always want to be a problem. I know some people in my life can walk into a room, and everybody's smiling, and they walk in and think, how in the world am I going to get friends out of all of them, right? But just what they say, but just how they behave, just what comes out of their mouth. I don't believe that's how God wants to live our lives, doesn't He? He doesn't want you to be the problem. He wants you as a Christian to be the what? The solution to the problem. God wants to be able to use you. Don't be the problem. Don't have a mindset that it's my way or the highway. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. Believe in your heart and your life that God is going to take care of you. I also have learned, don't go looking for a problem. There's a lot of problems to go look for, isn't there? They're all around about us. And one of the things that God gave us all, we're all not alike, but God gave us all an opinion, didn't He? Well, I tell you what, I'm just talking to me. My opinions have got me more in trouble than anything else. Any rest of you? And your opinions seem just to roll out before you're ready for them to what? Roll out. And they roll out and you go, uh-oh, I'm the problem now. Why did I say that? Why did I have to say those things? A lot of times people go looking for those type of things in their life. They truly believe that and have that problem in their life. But I've learned it's best not to go looking for those problems. And also, my third things I've learned, when you have a problem, ready for this? Have a solution. When you have a problem, have a solution. That doesn't mean it's all you coming up with a solution. That means it's you and God talking to each other and God giving you the solution in your life. My favorite part of a problem, you want to know when it is? When it's over with. Amen? That feels good, doesn't it? When something that was weighing upon you, it's weighed upon. I know last night, BJ and Megan, bless their hearts, when I found out about Bella having to have her appendix took out, I don't know about the rest of you all, my heart sunk a little bit, right? And you're thinking, oh, my goodness, she's so little. And now she's going to have surgery. And I know BJ and Megan was just torn up and praying, and we were all praying with them. But can you imagine how they felt when BJ got the call or the text and says, she's all right? It felt like a weight was what? Lifted off of them. Has that ever happened to you before? Well, it has me. Praise be to God. If it hadn't, you've never made it through any problems in your life. And we all have, haven't we? When you feel that weight lifted off, I always like to, when that happens, just take you a big old deep breath of God, right? And you say to yourself, thank you, God, for helping me get through this problem that I have. Problems come, problems go, and what? Problems going to come back again. So what do? I sort of like that situation. I'm trying to do better in this in my life. Maybe some of the rest of you get stuck here. When things are good, I start wondering when the other foot is going to fall, right? When something bad is going to happen. And I got my eyes all big, and I'm thinking to myself, wonder what it's going to be. Is it going to happen today? Is it going to happen tomorrow? During that time, I believe you need to get prayed up and read up, don't you? During that time, you need to be praying to God. And the first thing you need to be praying to God about is what? Thank you, God, for getting me through that problem. Thank you, God, for giving me the direction that I need. And now you're praying to God about what? God, give me strength. Give me strength when something else comes in my life. We have to be prayed up and ready for the next one. Today, I don't know what your problem is. I know what problems I've had in my life. Praise be to God. We can learn a lot about ourselves from our problems we've had in the past, can't we? Sometimes the problems that I've had in my life, I'm just glad that I'm here today, right? You look back at situations, problems that you was in before, and it was only by the what? Grace of God that you made it here today. By the grace of God. I don't know what you're facing today. You know what it is. Those are those things when you lay down and get ready to go to bed at night. Maybe the rest of you just lay down and you're gone within the first 10 seconds. Wouldn't that be great for the rest of us? Wouldn't that be great just to lay down and you're just going to sleep? My mama could be sitting and talking to me. And you know what you do? Fall asleep. That's not me. Rest of you are like me. You go to bed at night, and as soon as you lay your head down, what starts happening? Problems, 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 problems. And you know what they are. And a lot of us are like, well, I know what my problems are, preacher, but you're not going to find out. I'm going to take care of that problem by myself. I don't need anybody else's help. Remember what I told you at the beginning of the sermon a few minutes ago? Your little problems become what? Big problems. And your big problems become what? Bigger and bigger and bigger to the point where they look like they're just going to explode. Maybe that's you today. Well, you might say, well, preacher, what do I do about that? One of the things I want to make sure that you understand, your preacher does not have the answer to your problems. But your preacher knows a man that does. And you have an opportunity to talk to him and pray to him and ask him for deliverance from that situation in your life. So today, we're still going to have a closing song here in just a few moments, but I want to do something just a little different. Because I want everybody to know that it's okay today to say, I have problems. It's okay to say today that I have situations that I need God in. It's okay to say today that, you know what, I'm working hard on this problem, but I just cannot do it by myself. So we're here for just a couple of moments. I want everybody to bow your heads and to close your eyes. And I'd appreciate it if nobody's looking around this morning. I want you, if you need prayer for your past problems, I want you to raise your hand with me this morning. And let's have a word of prayer. Dear Lord, we know that our past is our past. And dear Lord, we know that we've had situations in our life, in our past, that are still affecting us today. Things, dear Lord, that it is so hard for us to overcome and understand why they are there. But dear Lord, help us today to learn from our past and learn from our past problems. And help us, dear Lord, this very day to be stronger in your will from what we have learned in ourselves. I'd like for everybody that's having problems in their life today to raise their hands. Though we know today in society there's more problems than ever before. Though we know today that we need more God in our lives and in society than ever before. And today, dear Lord, there seems to be a lot of problems. There's a lot of problems in our personal lives. There's a lot of problems in our family's lives. There's a lot of problems in our community and in our church and in our society today. But dear Lord, we know that you are the problem solver. And today we turn over all the problems that we have today. And we pray today, dear Lord, that you will give us the answer how to feed the 5,000. You will give us the answer, dear Lord, how that when we seem so small, that you will be able to give us to see the glory of you in our lives every day. Take the problems that we have today, dear Lord, and help us to become stronger. In your sweet name we pray. Amen. Raise your hand for prayer today if you fear of the problems in the future. You know, we don't know what the future holds. But you know, we know there'll be struggles. You know, we know that there'll be problems that come into our lives. Problems, dear Lord, that some are small, some are gigantic. They're problems, dear Lord, that we will have to deal with. Help us today, dear Lord, to become stronger Christians. Help us today, dear Lord, to be able to say to ourselves and believe to ourselves, no matter what the future holds, if I have God with me, my problems, my issues, the situations in my life, dear Lord, I will be able to overcome. Bless us this morning, dear Lord, and keep us strong. In your sweet name we pray. Amen. Also, for our altar call this morning, as Joe and Laurie comes, if there's problems that maybe, as we talked about, the ones that are past and in our present and in our future, maybe you need just a little more help in those, we invite you to come as we have our closing song. Joe and Laurie.